Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the 3-bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.
Now, in the Green Scene, the legacy effect in microbes. We'll find out what exactly that is. But first, the loss of marine life in the Amazon basin, where waters reach temperatures of more than 40 degrees Celsius. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, who is nodding sagely along with a listener from Germany.
Yes, I was. Very good sense there coming from that listener. But yeah, look, as all eyes are on Brazil with COP happening there, this is research that was published in the journal Science about lakes and in the Amazon basin. And of course, we think about the Amazon a lot as the lungs of the planet. We think about the trees. But what about the water in the Amazon, in the lakes and rivers? And that's what this study is all about. And it's looking back at data from 2023 when there was a particular severe heat wave in the Amazon and a severe drought. And these researchers looked at 10 lakes and they looked at one lake specifically, Lake Tefé. And what happened in Lake Tefé was really very exceptional, that it reached temperatures of up to 41 degrees through its entire water column. So it wasn't just the surface, all the way down to the bottom reached that heat. And because of that heat, there was huge die-offs in wildlife. So obviously fish died off in huge numbers, which had impacts on local communities in terms of their economy. But perhaps, you know, what will really, you know, maybe make people feel very sad about this is that over 200 river dolphins were lost in the space of a very short period of time that we know of. There may have been others that died as well. So these are the beautiful freshwater Amazon dolphins. They're slightly pink in colour. And they just couldn't cope with these
high
temperatures. And
they're the kind of visible signs of what's going on. There would be other marine life that we wouldn't see, which would be affected by temperature. Interesting, that fish kill in Cork, I remember listening to various items on it, and they were saying that fish, even in Ireland, have a limited temperature in which they can thrive. And if the temperature goes up for any extended period of time, they just die because they cannot cope.
That's right. And that's to do with the metabolism of animals that are, you know, I suppose have evolved in fresh water, because hotter water can hold less oxygen. That's just physics. So that's part of the problem, that when the water rises, there's just less oxygen. So these animals are sort of slowly suffocating in these hot waters alongside just trying to regulate their own body temperature. So it's almost like a double whammy when the temperature goes up. And of course, back in 2023, there was a number of different things. And again, we never talk about single weather events as being sort of climate change, but you can see these trends. And of course, what happened was there was just a lot of heat and evaporation, no rain. So the lake became shallower. And in fact, it shrank down by 75%. So it was just sort of nearly gone. Alongside that, there was a lot of churn in that less water. So the water became more turbid. And as it became darker, it was less well able to reflect heat away. It absorbed more heat the same way dark surfaces do. And then, of course, there was less wind. And this is one of the things we may see with climate change, because wind happens when there's pressure differences between areas. And as we see more heat, we may see that higher pressure. So there was low wind to cool the lake down.
And then because of the high temperatures by day and temperature drops at night, then you have huge temperature variations.
Exactly.
And this is bad for the
very hard
to manage.
So again, in this one lake, the researchers found that temperatures changed by up to 13 degrees in a single day. So imagine as you're trying to survive, you're trying to hunt, you know, you're trying to sleep in these temperatures, everything is difficult. And I think what this underlines is we don't really look at tropical lakes very well. I mean, we look at our own lakes in Europe and North America, but think about all the vast swathes of tropical lakes in sub-Saharan Africa, you know, in South America. We're not really looking at these as carefully.
And you're saying these are like canaries in the coal mine.
Well, I mean, look, maybe all of these things are canaries. There's lots of canaries chirping at us at the moment when it comes to climate. But this is an area where we're not really looking at it very carefully. And I think we need to, because these tropical lakes are very sensitive. And in fact, they maybe have less resilience. You know, we're even seeing maybe in oceans, some corals will maybe be able to survive. But these lakes, as much smaller cold systems, may be impacted.
Do we have to worry about Irish lakes at all?
I mean, as you mentioned, that fish kill. I mean, Loch Ney in 2023, our largest lake, suffered a huge algal bloom with similar kind of factors, you know, high temperatures, also overload of nutrients into the lake. But it has the same effect. There's not enough oxygen in the lake. And again, we lose life in the lake. And it's, you know, it's a small system, even though it's a huge lake, it's a small system and therefore more vulnerable.
Now, our second topic is about the legacy effect in microbes. What is that?
We've talked about lots of different kinds of memory, and this is almost like soil memory. And it's a fascinating study that was published in Nature Microbiology by researchers in the US. And they looked at the great state of Kansas. And the great state of Kansas has a number of different sort of climatic areas. So some parts of it are very, very dry, where some parts of it get more rain. So they sampled soil. So they took soil into the lab from these different parts mm-hmm. of the state. And then they split all their samples. So they had two identical sets of soils, a mixture of those from the dry places and the wet places. So for a while, they treated all the soils the same and they watered them on the same pattern to kind of give them all the same start. And then they planted a variety of plants in these soils. And really incredibly, they found that plants did better when they were deprived of water in the soils that had previously come from a drought area. So this was really fascinating. There was something about these soils, even though they had been treated the same for 5 months.
So these microbes, which are crucial to the growth of the plants, had learned how to survive in drought conditions.
Well, maybe the whole system of microbes in the soil, the fungus, the bacteria, they had evolved over time to create an environment that was better for plants and could protect them. And in fact, when they dived into them, they found that there was a gene in the plants called the NAS gene, and it was turned on more effectively by some kind of signal, perhaps, coming from the bacteria in the soils that have been deprived of water. And this molecule, it's a really interesting gene because it helps plants to absorb iron, but it's also kind of a warning signal to the plant to get ready for stress. So this is incredible. And what's even more incredible is that local plants that would have co-evolved with the bacteria, did the best. So they were the ones that were best attuned to pick up whatever signal was coming from the soil to say, get ready for hard times and dry times.
It's interesting. It's really telling us that at every level, you know, at the human level and all the way down, there is an acclimatization process that happens.
Exactly. And it's subtle and it's sort of specific, but it can also support in the general. And of course, there's a lot of agricultural companies now looking to see what kind of additives we could put in our soils to help make our crops more resilient. And I mean, we need agricultural resistance so we have food. But what this says is maybe there's specific bacteria or fungi that are actually talking to the plant's own genetics and helping it to become more resilient. And maybe we could harness that to help secure our food system into a changing future.
We need to know more. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Thank you very much.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the three bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus the most eligible state. But age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.